Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Talking with City Manager Ron Fear and Manhattan Mayor Wynn Butler. City Commission has a meeting tonight at 7 o'clock, and of course you can view that online, cityofmhk.com/TV, Cox Cable Channel 3, and the Facebook page for the City of Manhattan as well. Item C here on the general agenda has to do with the budget and water, wastewater, and stormwater utility fund rates. This is always a fun topic here for folks. When we learn more about our water bill and where the money's going. Ron, tell us a little bit about what this discussion item entails.
So this is a work session item on the budget where we are focusing on our utility funds. So our water fund, wastewater fund, and the stormwater fund. And some discussion of does the commission want to establish a stormwater or a flood mitigation fund? And if so, do they want it? You know, in the past, we've done most of our flood mitigation work out of the stormwater fund. Do they want a separate fund, or are they interested in pursuing that at this time, or want to hold off on it? But so it's one of those times where we'll give an overview of all of those funds. You know, some of them are in better shape than others. We took some provisions. I think we're proposing, we're in our fifth year, or next year would be the fifth year of a flattening in our stormwater fund, where we're trying to bring residential and commercial facilities and properties into the same philosophical alignment on the cost for equivalent units. And also our sewer fund, we did some adjustments there a while back that is making that fund, sanitary sewer fund, and to be in better shape. However, our water fund is not as in good a shape. And it's one of those things where some of our original rate analysis work in the past and our cost of services, we've had some wet years, which hasn't helped. So the some of the usage has been down, so we haven't had as much. But this year is a little bit better. But one of the things that is we're starting to see, and it's not just us, but everywhere, and that way we didn't take into consideration when we did the last rate analysis and cost of service study a while back, is just how much less water modern appliances are using. So whether that's washing machines or stools or urinals, those type of things, clearly that's having a significant impact, which, you know, for the ultimate goal is good, but it is yielding a little bit less revenue than what we had forecasted as we look at what is desirable to maintain our water and water utilities, water plant, water distribution system, water storage facilities, pumping stations, all of that takes a big effort. So it's a good opportunity for the commission to get a pretty thorough look at many of our utilities and talk about the rates and whether what we want to forecast for potential rate increases. And usually we don't implement those till closer to the end of the year. So we have a better history on, you know, did we meet our objectives and our targets and our forecasts for the year as you get closer to the end of the year. It's not something that has to be adopted, but we typically do adopt a budget that corresponds with a forecast. And so that would be part of the budget adoption process next month. With some anticipating some proposed rate increases that would occur there.
Okay.
The other aspect that would be talked about is kind of, it's not a new subject for the commissioners. We've talked about it in the past, but whether or not they want to formally establish some type of flood mitigation revenue, whether that's a surcharge on the utility bills, similar to what we've done to help fund the levy. And do you want to start small and over time build that up to where you've got something? You know, we've done some significant work in buying out properties that have had repetitive flooding, residential properties primarily, and that has helped. We've used stormwater funds to do that, though. So, and that's okay if, you know, if the commission wants to do that, or would they rather, there are additional properties that are in flood-prone areas that they don't necessarily have repetitive flooding history, but they are the potential's there. And do you want to do some flood mitigation measures in those areas? And if so, you know, the good thing is typically the federal and state government have some matching funds for some of these flood mitigation measures. So usually about 80% of the funds can come from the feds, and about anywhere from 5 to 10% can come from the, or 15% can come from the state. And then we have to fund usually 5 to 10% locally. So it's good leverage if you can access some of those funds. And then, so just, do you want to have a dedicated source for that, or do you want to continue to use what we've been doing?
All right. Mayor Butler,
what I find interesting, you know, about the whole water discussion, because I've been listening to this for years, we seem to constantly raise, you know, the water rates. And of course, those water funds are enterprise funds, which means they should be run like a business. And so if it costs you, you know, $1 to produce a gallon of water, then you need to charge $1 for the gallon of water. And hopefully if it was managed perfectly, you know, you would break even. But of course, there's always going to be fluctuations on use. What I don't like is the fact that we have not really fenced our water funds and said these things are only going to be used for, you know, stormwater, for, you know, producing water, or for flood mitigation. And we keep diverting the funds. Like, you haven't talked about the consent agenda, but one of the consent agenda items tonight has got the affordable housing study. And lo and behold, $35,000 of the affordable housing study the staff is recommending be financed through the water department. $11,000 and some each from, you know, the stormwater fund, the sewer fund, and the water fund. And that I'm just not in favor of. I mean, at the same time, you know, we're going to do that on the consent agenda, and then later discuss raising water fees. This doesn't compute for me. You've got to fence those and say, hey, those monies go to the water department and only the water department. And it's got to be as draconian as the flood regulations. You just don't mess with those. You know, it's a business. Leave that money there. And I know we can come up with justifications for taking it. That's easy. But I'd like to see that just stop entirely. That's just become an irritation over the years. And I can make a big, long list of, you know, where that money went. And I'm sure it was well spent. But at the same time, how can you answer when people say, why do my water rates go up? Oh, it's because we use the money for everything but water. That's why your water rates go up.
Yeah, obviously a sore subject for a lot of folks. You know, it's not popular to have your a popular opinion to have your water rates go up. So that'll be an interesting discussion here tonight, and see what the commission decides to do going forward with that. We'll take a break and come back, take a look at that consent agenda and much more here tonight on In Focus News Radio KMAN.